Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
You know, I don't have the best of luck as when it comes to driving and getting pulled over.
No, you just had one just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's so much luck as it is I should just stop speeding, but everything just takes so long to do here.
You just want to get it over with quickly.
To have to go at my Bermuda Triangle of 13, Route 1, and 14, it's just, my God, I'm constantly, they should give me a pass. I'm like, look how much I travel these roads. Please understand. But now they're saying there could be harder to spot police cars, at least when it comes to the Ford Explorer car. They're adding zero profile light bars at the top, so you won't be, because you know you can kind of tell if a cop's behind you. Uh-huh. Although I see a lot of undercover cars now. Usually they're SUVs, they're the dark ones, you know, tinted out windows. Or are they Dodge Chargers that they use?
Yeah, they're using those, and they also use the is it the Tahoes, the big Chevys? Mm. They use a lot of those. I had two gray ones pass me yesterday when I was on Route 1, and they're not, you wouldn't, unless you know, like, you know, because
unmarked,
and I kind of always look in my rearview mirror quite frequently, like, and if I see one like that kind of coming towards me, then I'll kind of just
slow down,
just ease off a little bit. Yeah,
I just, nope, not me. I'm just 35 everywhere now. I'm like, what's the speed limit? 45? No, I'm gonna go ahead and do 35. And then this is actually kind of cool as far as new tech. Mm-hmm. There, you know, you do the breathalyzer. Now they have a thing called a textilizer.
Okay.
It's new. It's not out yet. But apparently, the textilizer, it would keep conversations, contacts, numbers, photos, and app data private. But it would look through the phone to see if the person who was in an accident was on the phone at the time.
So that's cool. So because we've said things about kids before where their parents go, oh, I don't send any text messages, but they're messaging through like Kick and stuff like that and Instagram and stuff. So I'm guessing that this thing will be able to pick up on that as
well. I guess, yeah, it would run through, which is, that's what you have to do now if it's such a big problem. You just heard, we were just talking about, you know, saying like hands-free means hands-free and stuff like that. There was a commercial I think we just played that was talking about it. And it's true. You get so, you're like, oh, let me just do this real fast. But you think about back in the day, people used to look at maps. You know how hard it is to look at a map?
It was
like, I'm just looking at Waze. I don't
and it is so funny.
You have to unfold something.
And the thing is, isn't it funny, like, kind of like how things have changed? Like, for argument's sake, you know, if someone wanted, say, I wanted to get hold of you, and then, you know, I called your apartment and stuff, and you know, you'd leave a voicemail and be done, and then you'd be like, okay, hopefully I'll catch up with that person later.
Yeah.
But now it's like, must talk to them now. It's just so funny how.
And then you check to see if they're typing when they're texting. Like, I'm not seeing texting bubbles.
Why are you not?
What
this
are you
yet?
Doing?
And I know you've read it because I can see. So, you know what I mean? But it's just funny how we've
That's
changed.
That's cruel to do to somebody. If you're the person that it keeps on your red receipts, you have them on. And you read things. That's cruel. Just take them off. I don't need an instant reply. But if I know you read it, I don't expect you to read something the second I send it to you.
No.
But if I send you something and I see that you read it,
An hour later.
It's been 5 hours and you haven't responded, you're a jerk. You're a bad person if you do that, okay?
That's why I keep mine turned off.
Yeah, exactly.